Tonight we'll learn a mimer of the Stachina Rebbe. This is an essay. The Rebbe spoke about the power, destructive power of Lashon Hara. And I think it's always a very worthwhile subject to study, because unfortunately it's always very widespread, and we find all sorts of excuses to justify Lashon Hara, and it's something that's worth really studying about. The Rebbe gave it as a mimer during the 9 days in Vizhnitz, but it's still, you know, it's something which is always relevant now as well. The Rebbe said, you know, the first thing we have to discuss when we talk about Lashon Hara is, why is it such a big deal? And we find in Chazal that Lashon Hara is an extremely big deal. Chazal say that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the story of Kamtza and Bar Kamtza, Sinas Chinam. And Tziv writes in his introduction to Sefer Bereishis, the opposite of that should be this week's parsha, where we think of Avram Avinu davening for the people of stone. I mean, Avram Avinu had nothing in common with the people of stone, but he davens for them because Avram Avinu loves even the people that really doesn't make sense to love. Lashon Hara is a terrible thing. Kamtza and Bar Kamtza and Bayesheni was a period when there was a lot of Lashon Hara. Chaim says that the sin of Sinas Chinam of Bayesheni was really the sin of Lashon Hara. So for the sin of Lashon Hara, Hashem destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So we have to understand what is it about this sin that makes it so terrible that we lose the Beis HaMikdash for it. There's a book of Kabbalah called the Sefer Yetzirah. Sefer Yetzirah teaches that Hashem made two brisos within the person. Bris HaYisod, also known as Bris HaMa'or, and Bris HaLashon, or Bris HaPeh. There's a Bris, which is in the end of last week's parasha, the Bris that's on the body where a piece of flesh is cut off. And then the Sefer Yetzirah says there is an equal Bris, which is a Bris in the mouth. So if the Sefer Yetzirah is comparing these two, it means we need to learn one from the other. So let's think of the Bris HaMa'or, right? What we talk sometimes of Shmiras HaBris. Rav Nachman talks a lot about Tikkun HaKlali, Shmiras HaBris, fixing the Bris. What's the Pshat? Pshat is that Hashem made man in a way that man resembles Hashem. The very name for man, Adam, is from the term Adameh, I will resemble, Adameh Lo Elyon, I will resemble the one above. Man has the ability to resemble Hashem. That's really man's purpose, that his chesed should be a godly chesed, that his seichel, his mind, should be a godly mind. Man's purpose is to become godly, to live up to what he could be, to resemble Hashem. Tomer Dvorah, in the beginning of Tomer Dvorah, Moshe Cordovero talks about this, that man in his very bodily shape is in the image of godly ideas. But if his behavior doesn't conform to godly behavior, then people will say, what a liar. His body seems to give us one impression, but then his behavior is something else. Man at his very, you know, highest level, the highest level of a man is a man who is a Merkava Lashchina, who is a receptacle and a vehicle revealing Hashem's presence because he acts in a godly way, so Hashem is residing on him, and Hashem is Mashra, Hashem puts his Shechina on man. That's the highest level of man. That's why Hashem gave man the ability to create children. Because creating children, Bris HaMa'or, Bris HaYisod, Koach HaHolada, the ability to create children, is a very godly ability. That really reminds us that man can be like God. God creates life, God created life, and man can create children, man can give life. But now the Sefer Yetzirah told us that the Bris HaPeh, the Bris HaLashon, is like the Bris HaYisod. that the power of speech is like the power of creating children. So it teaches us that speech can create life too. That just like a person can create life when he gets married and he gives birth to children, a person can create life with speech. The bris hama'or, the shmiras habris, is that this is such a godly power, such a godly thing where man can resemble Hashem. So how dare man lower it? How dare man demean it? How dare man waste it? Be machalal it, desecrate it. This should be a godliness. Apparently the bris hapeh is the same. The bris hapeh is a power of creation. It's a power to create with the mouth. So how can man lower it? That's Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is where man is lowering the creativity that he could create with the mouth. Instead of creating good things, he's destroying. He's tearing things down. Let's understand this deeper. How does the mouth create things? In what way does the mouth create things? Pshat is, this is what we find with a teacher. A teacher, especially a Rebbe, is creating a new person with his mouth. When a Rebbe teaches a Talmud, the Rebbe is creating a new person. But he's not doing it because he's married to a wife and he's using the bris hama'ar. He's using the bris halashon. The Rebbe creates a new person with the words that he tells his student. You find this in the Gemara. Gemara says that avedas rabo v'avedas aviv. If a person finds the lost object of his Rebbe and the lost object of his father, avedas rabo kodemes. He has to give his Rebbe his object first and then give his father his object. Because kavod rav has precedence over kibud av. Honoring the Rebbe has precedence over honoring the father. Why? Shezei ichniso l'olam hazeh. The father brought me into this world. But zei ichniso l'olam haba. The Rebbe is bringing me into the next world. Because the Rebbe is a father. Father brought me to physical life. The Rebbe gives me spiritual life. The father created me with the bris hama'or. The Rebbe created me with the bris hapeh. When Elisha HaNavi saw Elio HaNavi going up into heaven, Elio HaNavi wasn't Elisha's father. It was his Rebbe. He said, Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael Uparashav. My father, my father. Because just like you can create with the power of creation in the body, one can create through speech. It's the power of speech to create. B'dvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu uveruach piv kol tzva. With the word of God the heavens were made, and with the eminence of his mouth all of their hosts. La'olam Hashem dvarcha nitzav b'shamayim. Forever God, your word is standing in the heavens. Hashem's words created the world. And so when Hashem made man also with the ability that his words can create worlds. And that is something that you see especially with a Rebbe. But not only with a Rebbe. A friend also can do it. A friend can say words to another friend to bring him back to the right place, to lift him up to the world to come, to inspire him to do the right thing. And then with your words, you're creating your friend. The same way Hashem, l'havdil, but just as Hashem creates with words, you're creating with words. Because there is a power of creation within words. Again, let's go back to the Sefer Yetzirah. There is a bris on the flesh, and there is a bris on the mouth. The bris on the flesh is that the power of creation should be used in the right way and not used in the wrong way. So the way for words to create, to make rebellion, the way for words to influence friends, to bring them back to the right way and to do the right thing, is if the mouth is a holy, holy item. That the mouth we have to use the mouth for the right things and not for the wrong things. When we say that somebody keeps bris milah, so it's said that he has an os bris kodesh, the text of the bracha of bris milah, for os bris kodesh, the sign of a holy bris. In language also we talk of a holy item. For example, the Ran in Nedarim, when he criticizes Rabbeinu Tam, he writes, Tmihani Olav, I'm shocked about him. Pekadosh, holy mouth. Eich Amar Davar Zeh, how could he say this? Because the mouth is an Os Bris Kodesh. We never say Yadayim Kedoshim, Raglayim Kedoshim, holy feet, holy hands, holy mouth, and a holy Os Bris Kodesh. Because the mouth can also achieve Kedusha. The Hebrew language is called Lashon HaKodesh. Beis HaMikdash, place of Kodesh, Hara Kodesh. Because the Beis HaMikdash is an elevated place, a holy mouth is an elevated, exalted, powerful force. Just as an Os Bris Kodesh, someone who knows how to use the Os Bris in a holy way and not in a demeaned, not in a lowly way. Hashem gave man the great power, the power of speech, the power to create. That's why we see this in the famous Targum Unkelis, Yipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chayim, God blew into man the soul of life, Ayihi Adam Nefesh Chaya, man became living, and Unkelis says, and man became a Ruach Memalala, someone who can speak. That's why speech can create so much damage. Because it's so powerful. It's not, you know, it's a fiction. Sticks and stones might break my bones, but words would never hurt me. This is a fiction. Words are big. Words matter. Words can hurt us because words create. And now we get to a very deep fact. Why is it so hard to overcome Lashon Hara? Why is it that so many people are sinning with Lashon Hara? Gemara says it. Kulon va'avak Lashon Hara. Everybody has the sin of a little bit of Lashon Hara. It's so widespread. And it's so pervasive. You know, people call, did you hear? Did you hear? You know what he did to him? You know? And it gets a big, and lies get involved, and deception, and gossip. And, oh, did you hear? Did you hear? Did you know? You know? What's going on? Why is everybody running after Lashon Hara? We don't find that everybody's running after all the other sins. Everybody's running to, I don't know, crossbreed, to the sin of Kilayim. So hard for everybody. Lashon Hara, everybody. Gedolim, Ktanim, everybody. Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. And we, as the Netziv writes in his Akdama to Bereishis, we create all sorts of heterim. Oh, it's Mochavis Mitzvah. I have Kavanah L'Shem Shemayim. I know the Chafetz Chaim says it's for Toelas. I'm doing it for a good reason. What's going on? Why is it so hard? Why is Lashon Hara so hard? So hard to overcome Lashon Hara. Pshat is, if those things that are really, really good, it's really hard to get to the good. If you see that it's so hard to avoid Lashon Hara, it's because if you avoid Lashon Hara, then you have real good. A mouth that doesn't speak Lashon Hara is a mouth that creates Talmidim. It's a mouth that talks to its friends and says, it's Shabbos. And the friends say, oh, I didn't realize. Of course I'm keeping Shabbos. But if I speak Lashon Hara and I say to my friend, it's Shabbos, my mouth, which isn't a Pek Hadosh, a mouth that's not a Pek Hadosh, is not going to create Talmidim. It's not going to become avi. It's not going to be able to make people. It's not going to have the koach olada, the power to create. Because the power to create depends on a pekadosh, on a lashon hakodesh, on a dvar Hashem, dvar Hashem shamayim nasu. If what's coming out of the mouth only is dvar Hashem, the word of God, then that mouth can create. Then that mouth can have the power to create. So why is there so much lashon hara? Because the yetzer hara always starts up with the most powerful stuff. Medrash says, end of Perek Aleph of Bereishis, Vayar Elokim es kol asher asah, v'hinei tov ma'od, Medrash Rabbah. What is tov ma'od? Why not v'hinei tov? But it's very good. Why not just that it was good? Says the Medrash, Yetz Vayar Elokim Ki Tov, Hashem saw that it was good. Ze Yetzer HaTov. That's the urge to do good. Kol Asher Asa V'inei Tov Ma'od. It was very good. Ze Yetzer Hara. The urge to do evil. Atma. What does it mean? The urge to do evil is very good. The urge to do evil is not very good. The urge to do good is very good. What do you mean? The urge to do evil is very good? Chassidus teaches us. No, the urge to do evil shows you what is very good. The things that are very good, you've got an urge to do evil around it. The things that are just good, the urge to do evil doesn't start up with you. You can do that. Oh, it's very good. That's where the urge to do evil tries to stop you. You can understand it in a deeper way. The Chinna Rebbe said this in his Shiur Montanya. The world, the physical world, is a product of the Shvira Sakelim, the shattering of the vessels. If you have a tree, and a tree, and everything on the tree falls, so the things that are higher on the tree fall lower. They fall deeper. The world was created by the shattering of the vessels. The higher the sparks, the lower they fell. So where there is a lot of Yetzirah, it's because that's really a very, very high spark. That's why it's so low. And the Yetzirah is fighting around it. Yetzirah is around there. You want to know what's really good? Look what the Yetzirah is fighting for. And you know what's really good is right behind that. The Yetzirah wants everyone to speak Lashon Hara. And everyone has a heter. It's a toeles. It's machlokus l'shem shamayim. It's for the good. It's for the good of Klal Yisrael. You have Jewish newspapers, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. Oh, it's good. I have to save. I have to fight. It's all Mochemes Mitzvah. Everything's L'Shem Shemayim. Everything is Tochacha. Why does the Yetzirah get so caught up in Lashon Hara? Because he knows if we'd be able to watch our mouth, that would be very good. So he starts up there. He starts up with the places where there's something really good. You see this in the Halacha. The Sfasema said this. The Halacha is at a city which is surrounded by a wall from the days of Yoshua ben Nun has a special holiness. Here, Mukefes Chom knows Yoshua ben Nun. A city surrounded with a wall from the days of Yoshua ben Nun. You read the Megillah there on the 15th of Adar. And if there's a house in such a walled city that's sold, then after a year, you can't buy it back. It's Nechlat B'bat Yarei Choma. A Metzora has to leave a city that's surrounded by a wall from the days of Yoshua ben Nun. So it's Hashem, let's say 1 second. What does it mean, a wall from the days of Yoshua ben Nun? Who built the wall? Canaan built the wall. Because Yoshua ben Nun entered the land, it had to have a wall. If Yoshua built the wall, it's not from the days of Yoshua ben Nun. So I understand. The cities that the Canaan built walls around are holy? Why should we be looking at the cities where the Canaan built walls? Let's look at the cities where David HaMelech built walls, where Shlomo built walls, where Chizkiyahu built walls. Where Yoshua built walls. No, it has to be before. It's where the Canaan built the walls. It's a wall that was there when Yoshua entered the land. What's pshat? So the Sfasema says, if the Canaan felt this city's important, we want to make a wall to stay here that no one can uproot us from here. They made a stand there. That means that's a place where the Yetzirah is getting a lot of strength and he wants to hold on to it and say, it's mine. Oh, then you know it's holy. That's the holy city. The holy city is where the Yetzirah is saying, this is where I'm making my stand. This is where it's tough. This is where you're not going to get past me. I'm making a wall here because I'm going to hold on. I'm going to defeat you. The cities that the Yetzirah gives up on, it's Yetzir Tov. That's Vayar Elokim Ki Tov. The cities where the Yetzirah says, I'm making a wall. You can't get in. Oh, it's not Tov. That's Tov Ma'od. That's very good. That has that holiness. That has a holiness that a Metzora can't be there and you read the Megillah on a special day and has special halachos. Because if the Yetzirah is fighting, then it has an added holiness. Rav Soloveitchik in his letters, Rav Soloveitchik writes, the halacha expresses this. Rav Soloveitchik liked to take ideas of Chassidus and Kabbalah and say that they were halachas. Rav Soloveitchik says, it's the halacha. This is the halacha of Sha'as Hashmad. What's the halacha of Sha'as Hashmad? Generally, a person only has to be Moser Nefesh, has to give up his life for Kiddush Hashem for 3 mitzvahs. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichus Dama. But if there's Sha'as Hashmad, if it's a time of persecution, then Afilu Araksa the Masana. If the Romans say, you've got to change your shoelaces from red to black, from black to red, give up your life before you change your shoelaces. What's going on? Because if the Romans are making a shas hashmad about shoelaces, if the Eitz Sahara is fighting about shoelaces, that means that shoelaces right now are tov ma'od, not just tov. That for this generation, the tov ma'od of this generation is shoelaces. So I've got to give my life for shoelaces. If it's so hard, if the Eitz Sahara is starting up here, that means this is where the real good is. The real good is behind where it's in the Ir Choma, where the Kananim say this is ours. Where we have a hisgabrus, or we have an arousal of strength. Oh, that's where it's really good. That's the real good. That's where not just tov. That's where the tov ma'od is. Soloveitchik said an amazing thing. He said, "You ask me why am I a Zionist?" He said, "My father wasn't a Zionist. My grandfather Reb Chaim wasn't a Zionist." He said, "Why am I a Zionist? Because the worst evil people in the world are fighting the Zionists. You look at the biggest Yetzaharas in the world, the worst Rishayim, North Korea, Ahmadinejad, Yimach Shemo, worst people, Ahmadinejad, the lowest of the low, what he does to his own people, to his own friends, torture, murder, sheker, filled with falsehood. He's the Samach Mem of our generation. He's the Yetzahara of our generation. He's the Satan, the Malach HaMavis. What does he say? He says, you know who I fight? I fight Zionism. He's Shas Hashmad on Zionism. So we tell him, you're showing us what's the Tov Mode of our generation. If the forces of evil are fighting this, that means this is the Tov Mode. This is the Tov Mode. This is Yehari Balyava. This is where it's at. Why is it so hard to overcome Lashon Hara? Because if we would overcome Lashon Hara, then we would have a Pekadosh that would create new people. And so that's why the Eitz Sahara fights. And he fights so, so much to reduce the mouth. And he's fought so much, he's created a nature. And the nature is that people talk with no end. Diarrhea of the mouth. People just have to talk. Talk and talk and talk and talk. It's craziness. Bris ha-peh. A word can change worlds. But if I cheapen words, if I blabber and blabber and blabber, then the words can't change worlds anymore. Because they've been cheapened. They've been reduced. They're not holy words. That's what the Eitz Sahara's whole fight is. So hard to overcome it. The first key is to learn not to talk. David HaMelech said this. Who wants life? Who wants to have life in his words? Ohev yam liros tov. First of all, Nitzor Lashon Chameiros Vasech Amidabir. Stop your mouth from getting to saying anything bad. Stop your lips from saying anything which is dishonest. Have to learn to be able to be quiet, to think before we say anything. If we think before we say anything, and we only say things that are Torah, Tefillah, Chesed, that makes us have a holy mouth. A holy mouth creates holy words. A person who has a holy mouth, when he davens, it's a different type of davening. When a Rebbe davens, he opens up the gates of heaven. He opens up for the students a new way. The students hear the Rebbe, and their gates open, their hearts open up if it's a holy mouth. The Chena Rebbe, when he first went to Tush, he came back. He said that when he was there, the Rebbe opened up for him a new gate in Shammai. Hearing the Rebbe, he got into a new gate. He opened up a new Heichal. A holy mouth can open up gates. That's a holy mouth, but a holy mouth has to be something that a person knows how to hold himself, how to control himself. Reb Chaim Ozer used to say about the Chafetz Chaim, that the Chafetz Chaim could be speaking for hours, seemingly not about Torah, and he would feel that he's eating honey cake when he hears the Chafetz Chaim talking. Because the Chafetz Chaim had a holy mouth, had a pekadosh. Knew how to hold his mouth, not to say sheker, not to say Lashon Hara, not to talk all the time. And because he had the ability not to talk all the time, that's what ultimately elevated his mouth to be a Kadosh mouth. Kadosh meaning Parush, elevated, above. Not to be a chatterbox. Someone who demeans the power of language, who lowers it to its lowest common denominator. Gemara says, first point of this umnis is Yasim Atzmo Ki Elohim. Then the Gemara says, Yachol Afla Divrei Torah, Talmud Lomar Tzedek Tidaberun. What's Pshat in that? The Rebbe said the Pshat is that we need to change our orientation. Yasim Atzmo Ki Elohim. Our basic orientation should be not to talk. We have to think, and then when we think what to say, then to say it. That's the key to Shmiras HaLashon. The key to Shmiras HaLashon is to work on ourselves to have a mouth that's closed. And when we think, then we say. Lashon Hara starts when this holy force, this holy power, the power of speech is demeaned and it's lowered. The Rebbe pointed out that there are two types of speech. Divrei Torah and Sichas Chulin. Gemara talks about Sichas Chulin shel Talmidei Chachamim Tzricha Talmud. Secular speech and words of Torah. As Hashem had two sets of statements. Ba'asara ma'amaros nivra ha'olam. With 10 statements Hashem created the world. But that was during the week. Hashem didn't have any ma'amaros on Shabbos. Asara ma'amaros are the 6 days of the week. 6 days of the week, when a person goes out to work, he has to use the asara ma'amaros. He has to use science and business, and he has to have the speech of the asara ma'amaros. On Shabbos, it's not the asara ma'amaros, it's the aseres hadibros. Kuli alma modu shebeshabbos nitmatara. Mara says in Shabbos, and on Shabbos Hashem gave the aseres hadibros. Shabbos is a different type of speech. Shabbos is not the speech of the Asara Ma'amaros. Shabbos is the speech of the Aseres HaDibros. During the week, we have to have the power that our speech should be Asara Ma'amaros speech. And Shabbos, our speech should be Aseres HaDibros speech. The speech of Asara Ma'amaros. How can we make our business speech into speech of Asara Ma'amaros? How can we make our science speech into speech of Asara Ma'amaros? How can we make sure that it's elevated speech, that it's a pekadosh? The answer is the power of tefillin. Tefillin are min hamutar b'ficha. Tefillin are related to the mouth. You have to make tefillin from that which you can eat. The Torah says, you have to wear the tefillin l'man tiyat Torah Hashem b'ficha, so that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth. Tefillin is the power of weekday speech, which is elevated. You don't put on tefillin on Shabbos. Tefillin is how you elevate the weekday speech. How do you elevate the weekday speech? Tefillin is connected to tefillah. Kabbalah teaches that the roshem, the impression of your tefillos, are found in your tefillin. And that's the inyan of wearing tefillin for the whole day, to hold on to the tefillah, to hold on to the prayer, to hold on to the words of the prayer. Tefillin is a kesher. Tefillin tie us back to our roots. When the person is attached to his root, when he's attached to his source, to his neshama, then he speaks asara ma'amaro speech. Then his words of the week are elevated words. On Shabbos, we don't even need tefillin to tie us to our roots. On Shabbos, we get tied to our roots by Shabbos itself. Shabbos itself ties us to our roots. Shabbos is a time of neshama. It doesn't even need to take on any physical form. It doesn't even need to be in a box or in straps. It's pure neshama, pure attachment to Hashem. Shabbos, we don't need to wear tefillin to get what tefillin do. Shabbos itself accomplishes for us what the tefillin would accomplish. That's the challenge of elevating speech, is that during the week, we should be tefillin people. In other words, people who are attached to our roots. And when we are attached to our roots, the speech that comes out is an Asara Ma'amaro speech. And Shabbos, we need to allow the Shabbos itself to attach us to our roots, so that our speech on Shabbos is a Seres Hadibro speech. And a Seres Hadibro speech is the power of Shabbos. Zohar teaches leaving Egypt was when speech was freed. Dibur went out when we left Egypt. What's pshat? I mean, we spoke, we talked words when we were in Egypt. But there are words, and there are holy words. There are words that create life, and then there are demeaned words, disgraced words. In Egypt, we spoke disgraced words. When we left Egypt, then we started to speak holy words. Then we started to speak the words of creation, the words of the Asara Ma'amaros, the words that make a whole new world, the words of Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu, the words that had life. Tefillin is Zecher really Yitzias Mitzrayim. The four parshios of Tefillin are really all related to reminding us of leaving Egypt. When we talk of leaving Egypt, we also talk of Tefillin. And to go deeper, the Zohar teaches that when Yaakov Avinu put the sticks in front of the sheep, that was really the secret of Tefillin. And the meditations of Yaakov Avinu in the Maklos was to accomplish what Tefillin accomplishes. The sheep of Lavan, the Zohar teaches, are really the souls of the Jewish people. And Lavan was the ancestor of Mitzrayim, of Paro. That's why we start the Haggadah with Arami Oved Avi. We talk about Lavan when we talk about going down to Mitzrayim. Getting the sheep away from Lavan, getting the Jewish souls away from Lavan, is getting Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Getting Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim was through the sticks, was through the power of Tefillin. Through the power of Tefillin, through the power of being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem ha'ashiris Yaakov, Hashem made Yaakov rich, being attached to our roots, that's how we can pull ourselves out of Egypt, pull ourselves from lowly speech to elevated speech, to speech with life. The Rebbe finished this maimer by talking about why Lashon Hara is so terrible. It's a strange thing, right? If it's so terrible, why does it have no punishment? Avodah Zarah, idol worship, is terrible. If a person does it, he gets stoned. But Lashon Hara is so terrible. We lost the Beis Hamikdash for Lashon Hara. And yet there's no punishment for Lashon Hara. So what's pshat here? He said sometimes when the Gemara says that something is so terrible, the Gemara is saying it is in a certain way, in a certain very root way, it's terrible. A person who gets angry, it's as if he worships idols. Because anger, in a certain way, at a very root level, is like what worshiping idols is all about. Why is Lashon Hara so terrible? Because Lashon Hara means that a person is saying, I'm going to be attached to the Yetzirah itself. The force of the Yetzirah took concrete form in the Nachash, in the serpent, that seduced Chava to eat from the tree of knowledge. That was the Yetzirah. That is the Yetzirah incarnate. That's the Samach Man himself. He was riding on top of the serpent. That is the Yetzirah. What is the Nachash? The Nachash is the desire to see the negative, to be lowly, to be depressed. Afar Lachmo. He eats the dirt. He eats all the bad. He eats all the filth. He thrives on it. Lashon Hara means, I want to be the Nachash. I want to get life from dirt. I want to be Samach Mem. That's a very deep flaw. That's why it's so terrible. It may not be a punishment, because in terms of punishment of sins, it's different. But in terms of, on a root level, in a spiritual way, there's a very deep flaw here. Lashon Hara means, I want to be in the dirt. I want to know all the dirt. I want to traffic in the dirt. I want to talk dirt, I want to make dirt, I want to say it's bad, it's terrible. That's Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara means, I want to be a shidduch with the Nachash. I want to get married to the Nachash and listen to all the things that the Nachash tells me to do and act like the Nachash. That's what's so terrible. The spies go to the land of Israel. Where do they say Lashon Hara? Where do they say Lashon Hara? They say that the land of Israel is a bad land. How's that Lashon Hara? Where are they saying that somebody did something wrong? No, saying it's a bad land is Lashon Hara. To look for all the bad, to look for all the filth, that's Lashon Hara. To allow the mouth to be dragged down by the evil urge to say all the bad, that's Lashon Hara. This is our challenge. Especially in our generation, a generation filled with depression and sadness and laziness, filled with nachash ofer lachmo. In our generation, we need to rise above it. We have to have a holy mouth. Yasem atzmo ki'ilim. We need to be shomer abris. Think before we talk. Try to say words of Torah. Our words should be attached to Hashem with tefillin. That way our speech during the week is Asara Ma'amaros. And on Shabbos, Asara Sadibros. We need to elevate speech.